This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the DJV Experience. I'm Doug. Jennifer is here. Victoria is here. Kara Schiller is here. Schillen is here. When I say Schiller.
I don't know. Every day it's something different.
I had
Shandling the other day.
That was my favorite. Yeah.
I like that, huh? Good. This is happening, folks. It's an awakening unprecedented in our lives. And we are being taught how vulnerable we are. We have our spirit, we have our mind, we have our bodies. We're trying to fight off something that we cannot see, we cannot taste, we cannot smell. All we have is information that's given to us by some people who are trustworthy and some people who are not. The so-called experts. Some of them are saying today that the virus is not mutating quickly or as quickly as it was. For whatever the reason. I don't know what the explanation for that is. I'll try to find Dr. Ken Kronhaus and see if we can get an explanation as to why the virus has slowed down its process of mutation. It seems that just as many people are being affected by it. But one of the good things that has come out of one of the journals of medicine this week, the journal Natural Medicine, the fact that our immune system can defeat the virus without having medication if you practice social, or I've preferred to call it personal, distancing. That seems to be the key to all of this. Staying away from everybody. Don't get as close. The numbers here, according to the Lancet, which is one of the world's best known tools used by doctors to find out what's going on in medicine, 99% of the cases would be eliminated by physical distancing. 99%. So if you just stay away from friends or whomever for 2 weeks, this thing will be dead in its tracks as far as it being spread. The people who have it. You're going to have it. But it's pretty incredible when you look around. Some people who know me well know that I do pay a lot of attention to things that are considered out of this world. I do a program called Your Hidden Power. There's a podcast of it every week, looking into novel. You have different ideas about things. I have different ideas about things. We research them all, talk about them. Podcast is at yourhiddenpowershow.com. And one of the things that came up this week, one of the astrologers that I have talked to over the years reminded me that 9 years ago he did a prediction which forecasts exactly, and I could post it or not, I don't know if it'd make any difference or not, but he had it nailed by looking at the stars. He said when it was going to start, where it was going to start, how it was going to start, and where it goes. So, of course, everybody's after him to find out from him what he thinks is going to be the end of it. And he doesn't have an answer for that because I asked him that question. It's not easy now that it's been put into gear, if you will, to predict how far it's going to go. But there are he did predict wholesale changes in the way we live. And that certainly is happening, whether it's on the long road or the short road. We certainly are all living different lives now. We just are. If not for psychologically as much as anything else. So when we hear something good, it has a double impact on us. And thus the news from South Korea that the folks there are considering sending us more tests. The request came from the president. Their news agency reports that the president called over there and talked to the president. It was his name, Moon Jae-in, said the test would likely need to be secured by the FDA. why are we going? I mean, I guess you have to take a deep breath. If you need something, does this help? How does that? Well, we talked about this the other day, how having the wrong tests maybe is not good because the first ones that we had gave false positives or something, right? Or false negatives because it wasn't put together properly.
They just weren't working.
So, yeah, right. So anyway, the business
about... I still don't understand, and I haven't found an answer. When we knew that our test didn't work, why didn't we then just buy the test from the World Health Organization that every other country bought? I don't understand that.
No, don't have an answer for you there.
And I don't know either. I know that we always traditionally make our own, and so that was the idea.
That's totally fine. But
then I think they started putting them out, and I don't. Maybe it was too late at that point. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Right. It's weird.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who are wondering about how to keep themselves in food, and especially if we're going to exercise personal distancing. I wish I had an answer for that, other than having, you know, some of the food stores or the restaurants. I had an experience with a friend of mine yesterday who ordered with his little Italian restaurant in one part of town called the Villa. Been around, run by a guy that went to school with me, been around for a long, long time. So you call there, you order your food, you go pick it up, and not only do you get the food, but you get a roll of toilet paper.
Really?
I've seen that.
Yes.
Yeah. There's actually, the chain Norm's is doing a comfort food package, so you can get chicken breast, milk, eggs, a roll of toilet paper, some rice, like all that stuff packaged together for like $50.
Normally, if I order from a restaurant and they give you a roll of toilet paper with it, that's not a good
about
sign.
The food.
But
I don't understand. The grocery stores in my area, and I think it's happening all over the place, they're only letting a certain number of people in the store at one time so that people can be spread out. But in doing that, they're making people line up outside. Now, isn't that counterintuitive?
Kind
you're trying
of.
To keep people apart in the store. Why are they standing on top of each other in a line?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. You know, I wondered also whether we should repeat the conversation we had with Warren Eckstein yesterday, the pet expert, talking about how to take care of your pet. A lot of the pet stores are still open, so you get food for the pet. But I think, is that worthwhile? I think we should do that. Maybe in the next half hour, it would be worthwhile to have, or maybe later in the program at some point, or just post it on the Facebook page. Maybe that's what we do, Kara. Information, we ought to put a lot of this stuff up that's coming from our experts at facebook.com/DJV show. Somebody asked about some of the other states in Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards says that his state now is seeing the fastest growth in the rate of cases, not only in our country, but in the world. So there's a quarantine. Everybody is told to stay off the roads, to stay in their homes until at least April the 12th.
Now, is that related to New Orleans, or is that just across the state? Because Louisiana can be very rural, too.
Well, across the state, apparently, but it looks like the problem is in Jefferson County, the two parishes in New Orleans, Jefferson and Orleans itself, Metro New Orleans, the hardest hit in the country because people pass in and out of there. You know,
I've seen video footage of cops driving up and down Bourbon Street with megaphones just telling people to get out, you know, bars are closed, get out, go home, stay off the streets.
Why wouldn't people know that? They're just in general.
Because people are, look at the people from spring break, you know, people knew what's going on, but they just ignore it.
Hmm. What's happening with churches? Anybody who goes to church here with
the archdiocese closed down? The archdiocese
closed
down.
Right?
Yeah,
are they
yesterday.
Doing church online?
Yes.
Yeah, I think for the most part they're doing stuff online, but it was a pretty big deal because you can't. It would be a stretch for the government to tell churches to close down because of freedom of speech and freedom of religion. So they've just asked them not to congregate. And so the Roman Catholic Church in Los Angeles, the Archdiocese, which is 5 million people, I didn't realize how big it was, said that they are going to cancel masses through probably April 19th, which encompasses the Easter season. So that's pretty big.
Isn't there one like evangelical pastor who refuses? He's had like over 1,000 people at a time in his. I saw a story that's been floating around this
Osteen.
Week.
It's not OSD.
No. It's somebody else. One of the, I think it's in the South, but I guess he's been very defiant and has, you know, over 1,000 people in his mass, or not mass, but whatever, church service. But it's, you know, I don't know. It's not the right thing to do. It's just safe. It's not safe right now.
Yeah, not safe. No. Here's what Ms. Birx, Dr. Birx, said yesterday when looking around the world. The United States is examining Italy really thoroughly right now because they have been 2 weeks of clear personal distancing now under their belt. And the impact of that, apparently the number of deaths is rapidly declining. So it really does speak to the fact that if you're not around anybody, you're staying away from everybody, you're going to have more success. Right now, the short-term future, especially in New York, we've been talking about that, and woof, I mean, New York more than anything else, 30,000.
It hasn't even peaked yet. New York is just going to be really bad.
Yeah, well, 12% of the people have tested positive so far. 3% of them are in intensive care, and so it's an international gateway. So is Atlanta, so is Los Angeles, so is Chicago, so is Dallas to a certain extent, Miami. I don't hear much about what's going on in Latin America, though. I haven't heard too much. You know, I maintained early on that where it was warm, and some of the things I maintained early on are just not right. It was what I was thinking, or what I thought I knew at the time. But
that's a reasonable thing. A lot of people thought, oh, well, when the weather gets warmer, this will go away. But this is really not temperature-driven, this virus. So no. We'll just have to wait and see. Either everyone's going to get it, or people are going to actually practice social distancing and stay at home, and they won't get it. And then once this wave goes through, you know, we'll be able to reemerge, and who knows when that will be. You know, people keep asking Dr. Fauci for a timeline, and he said the virus is the timeline. There is no timeline. You know, I know everyone's pressuring him to give a definitive answer. When can we go back to real life? And everyone wants to. But we just don't know. Yeah.
And Easter is probably not a realistic time, frankly.
No.
Under the circumstances.
Maybe in some parts of the country.
Yeah,
maybe.
It might be. Yeah. If you're in Missouri or, yeah, some of the Midwest states, that could be. 19 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
J. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
It's hook set season at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Time to prep, do the research, hit the water, find the perfect spot, and set the hook. Gear up for fishing at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's with top brands like Johnny Morris Rod and Reels, XPS, and Nitro, along with in-store events and seminars. Your adventure starts here. Shop in-store or online.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listen to me with any regularity over the years. You know that I'm a big fan of Jules. I had a lot of fun with her. I'm trying to remember how many years ago. Kara, I don't think you were with me when I did the morning with her.
It was a while ago, but she hosted this show with you.
Yes, she did. We were in a studio at the Texas A&M College, the Ag College down in Stephenville, where at the time she and her then husband had a ranch. And she wanted to come on the program, and so my friend, who was the president of the school at the time, said, sure. And then he called me and he said, do you want to have... He said after, he said, sure to her. He called me and said, Jewel's going to be your co-host while you're here. And I said, that's fine. I didn't know that much because, I wasn't paying attention a lot to her music, but she was so engaging and so personable. I think that's it. And this news shows how personable and giving she is. She's raised almost $500,000, or actually more than that, for homeless young people. There was a live stream concert this past weekend, and this was to benefit at-risk and homeless youth through her Live from San Quarantine.
Which is very cute.
A play on the old Johnny Cash, Live from San Quentin, a live stream concert in partnership with her Never Broken charity program. Never Broken, part of the Inspiring Children Foundation, was originally scheduled to host a concert fundraiser this coming summer with a projected $1.8 million going toward food and housing and clothing, mentoring, and other necessities for homeless young people, young people at risk. Concert was canceled for the obvious reason. So then she went live stream. On the stream, Jewel herself is a survivor of youth homelessness. That was one of the things that I remembered about her upbringing.
She kind of became famous.
She
lived in her car
for
a long time.
Nowhere. Yep. She performed live from her living room, just playing her guitar. And that's what we... Didn't we hear... What was it? John Fogerty? What was this thing we heard?
Yep.
Yeah, it was Fogerty, right? Doing the same kind of a concert. This is a whole new world.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting to see how this plays out, people doing concerts from their homes. Aside from raising money the night of the broadcast, Live from San Quarantine is trying to get 5,000 people to pledge donating a buck a day for a year with 100% proceeds going to at-risk youth. You know what? That's something I'm going to circle that. That's something I might do myself. Jewel previously contributed the song No More Tears to the documentary Lost in America, which was produced by both Jewel and Rosario Dawson, who's been... What television show is she most recently in? Why do I remember that name?
Don't know. She most recently sort of dated Cory Booker.
Yeah, they're still together, sort of. Although
yeah, she was in one of those like Chicago-type shows, it seems to me, if I remember correctly.
Possible.
She was just cast in The Mandalorian. So, Victoria, I know you like that show. I think she's going to be in the next season of it.
Cool.
She's in Fast and Furious. She was in Fast and Furious, too.
Fast and Furious.
I don't think so.
No?
Not really? Any of the ones I've seen.
Well, there are 10,000 of them.
I know. Not blaming you for that.
All right, so there's a tip of the hat to Jewel. Now the focus on the Recording Academy's tribute to Prince, featuring performances from John Legend, Usher, the Foo Fighters, and more, is going to air on April 21st on CBS at 9 o'clock Eastern. Let's Go Crazy. The Grammy salute to Prince was filmed back in January after the Grammy Awards stacked lineup with Beck, Gary Clark Jr., Earth, Wind, and Fire, Common, Miguel, Chris Martin, H.E.R., and Mavis Staples.
I keep trying to make it better. I took out the periods.
Plenty of past Prince collaborators were involved as well, like Morris Day and The Time, The Revolution, Sheila E., who served as co-musical director with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Maya Rudolph served as the host of Let's Go Crazy, performed with her Prince cover band, aptly dubbed Princess.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package finally passed by the U.S. Senate after Democrats had taken issue with the original version. The final bill, as passed by the Senate, provides money for businesses and individuals hit hard by the pandemic so as to keep the economy going. And most Americans who make less than $70,000 a year will be getting checks for at least $1,200. The bill now goes to the House, where the Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, hopes the bipartisan spirit will continue. continue. On how the Senate came together, McConnell says,
I think one of the reasons that happened is we're inspired by what's going on around the country. People are helping each other, reaching out, looking for ways to make a difference, following the directions of the healthcare professionals.
Russia is now grounding all international air flights after recording its biggest one-day spike in the virus there. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are first, F-I-R-S-T. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here at your service. We want you engaged, not disconnected, and not unmotivated. The people who are going to, I'm going to keep emphasizing this, the people that will make it through this best are the people who practice physical distancing. That seems to be pretty much the number one thing. And also, I'm going to pass this along because I think it's very worthwhile. The people, and it sounds a little self-serving, but it's not meant to be. There's much more value listening to a conversation like we're having than there is watching the news. And most of the people that are being seen by mental health experts, one of the first things that they say and that they're told to deal away from their reality is watching television news.
Turn off the news.
I mean, this is not just something that we say lightly. The news is very detrimental to your mental health. It just is.
And that's why I'm not pursuing, nor are the ladies here, any of this stuff.
I think it's important to keep yourself informed.
You don't have to do it by watching that crap.
But don't do it 24 hours a day, all day long, because that's the thing. You're getting it on social media. You're getting it on in print. You're getting it in the on TV, on the radio.
Well, let's think about it. How much of it is really valuable? How much of it is really of
value? For some people, like where I live, you have to watch the news to figure out what's going to be legal and what's not every single day because they're making so many new regulations. So for information purposes, I think you do have to probably pay attention at least a little bit during the day, but I don't think overwhelming yourself is good for anybody.
Yeah. It's also too easy to turn on any network, whether it's Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, and you kind of just get sucked in and people leave it on in the background. Yeah. And it's just, it's very easy to, and I found myself even doing this the other day watching CNN or whatever I was watching, I don't remember, but it was a Governor Cuomo's press conference, and after it was over, I was like, okay, I'm going to turn it off now, and then I didn't, and then I just kept going to the next story, and then you kind of get sucked in because you're a little bit afraid of missing out on something important, and then I had to just stop myself. I'm like, nope, this is enough. We've got to go to something else, and it just, you have to, I told my mom that too, because she tends to just watch news all day long. I'm like, Mom, you have to stop. You have to put something else on. Watch The Crown. Well, watch Netflix.
Look at that to just distract you, or to look ahead, because looking behind us, although I was mentioning something, and someone asked me to clarify this business about what the astrologers said, some of the indicators, good astrologers, people who really do understand. For me, it's fascinating how who was the first person that looked up at the stars or figured out all of this stuff. But when it gets right down to it, it's one of those unexplained realities. The really good ones do have a handle on what's going on. And if you go back and look, we are at, remember the song from the fifth dimension, we are the dawning of the age of Aquarius? Remember that song? We have the dawning of the
age of Aquarius. Yeah, I go to a musical.
What is,
I thought that was in a musical. Isn't that in Hair or something, right?
Yeah, right. Thank you. What? Was it Hair or Godspeed or one of those? Yeah, I think you're right. It may have been Hair. Yes. And so the spiritual awakening that's going on now, the 30-year Saturn cycles, you were talking about that. Was that on the air or off the air? We're talking about Pluto.
Off the air,
Yeah, Saturn and how this stuff all comes together.
Well, what happened in January, and we won't go into the weeds here, but there the Saturn-Pluto conjunction, which happened January 12th, that transit only happens about every 34 years. Mm-hmm. And in the past, when you look at it, the things, major things that have happened in that same way have been huge economic shifts, recessions, wars, big, big global events have happened. So it is interesting, I think, even if you're not into astrology, if you look back on the patterns of existence, I think if you want to even just call it that, I think it is really interesting when stuff lines up.
Well, if you go back to the toughest times we've had as a country, and even back toughest times that humanity has had, there's a way of getting through it because we're so resilient and we're so innovative, at least many of us are, in the terms of comparing. I've said often that the Earth is just like a human being. It's a living, breathing, it's Mother Nature, is an entity. It's alive. The Earth is alive. And if you look at how we've been compromising her lungs with all the crap in the air and all the crap in the oceans, there's something in my mind that tells me this is part of the healing. And this is part of the change. They've heard people talk about how the air over China is so much cleaner than it has been. That sort of, so, you know, people want to know how life will continue. They want it to go back to the way it was because it's what they know. Well, what you know is not necessarily that which is best. We must agree that what's going on, the forces of nature and politics and business have not been in the best interests of everybody. They just haven't been. Best interests of some. And so if you've had a good life and you've been comfortable, swell. There's nothing to say that that won't continue. But there may be different things we can't even imagine at this point. I think it's way too early to suggest what may happen. I'm just suggesting to you that things are happening and things are going to change. And that's, you know, you take that into account and get close to somebody. And that's one of the, I think that's one of the other things that I've seen here, having someone that you're close to, that you can love. Maybe it's another human, maybe it's a dog, whatever it is. But you need to share this stuff. If you're alone, that's 2 points down on you. So find something or somebody to love and be, excuse me, close to.
Well, I think if you're isolating at home and you're single, there are a lot of people on social media, you know, using a hashtag single in quarantine and things like that. And, you know, and that can be a challenge, you know, mentally and sometimes physically, you know, just if you're even ordering furniture or groceries or whatever, like, you know, sometimes that can just be a physical challenge too. But you have to stay connected, and FaceTime and Skype and things like that are really, and Zoom are really important right now to just maintain those personal and social connections, even though we're physically distancing ourselves.
Yeah. And God help you if you got a problem with your teeth, because you won't find any dentists around. Doctors are in short supply, but no.
Yeah, right.
Open up your mouth and The president has signed an executive order aimed at preventing hoarding and price gouging. And one of the things that isn't being talked about here, but it will become depending on how severe this gets, there will be federal laws passed against repossessing cars and having foreclosure sales. If it gets to that point, down
the line.
That's
already happening locally.
Is it?
In California, there's no evictions, no repossessions, no nothing.
Yeah.
So,
no.
Yeah, that's
New York City,
happening.
They're doing that with restaurants. They haven't done any rent forgiveness for residents yet, which I think they're probably going to have to, because the service industry, so many people, if you think about who live and work in the five boroughs and work in restaurants and hotels and things like that, and they're all out of work, I can't imagine that they're not going to do that. But at least for businesses in New York City, Governor Cuomo said that they're putting a freeze. I think it's 90 days that they can't be evicted.
They tack it on,
rent.
And the requirement will be you tack it on to the end of whatever. You're not going to have to, at 90 days, make 3 months worth of payments.
Right.
You just have to, it'll be added on to the end. So you need to relax about stuff like that.
Right, and restaurants in New York City, Manhattan real estate, you know, they could be $50,000 a month for rent or more.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of money if you're not running a business.
Well, it's a lot of money when it comes to paying a mortgage, too. So if you have a mortgage, you need to relax a little bit on it, because nobody's going to be able to take your home away from you.
The only one in California, the only bank that will not come to the table in California is Bank of America. Every other bank has agreed to loosen up.
That says something about Bank of America, which has always been the world's worst bank is the Bank of America, as far as I'm concerned. The latest DJV podcast, we're going to be posting lots of different pieces of conversations that we have at facebook.com/DJV show. Kara, I don't know how you want to handle the things that we post at, for example, DJVshow.com. We have lots of things like exchange we have with Dr. Ken, who want to post individually, or Warren Eckstein, the pet dealer. So you can listen to people talk about problems that you're having and us addressing them in a way with the experts. So that stuff will be in podcast form at DJVshow.com and wherever you can find the podcast, normal places. iTunes is still added, and Spotify and Stitcher, all these companies are still, I mean, they're loaded with podcasts now. There are so many of them and so many that are connected to our program. We have, we have six different podcasts. DJVshow.com is where you find the podcast of the morning show. And you have GoodDayHealthShow.com, which is where we post our medical information and shows with Ken and Jack. We have the American Family Farmer Show.com, which is all about food, farm, and family. You can listen to that and get some tips on lots of different things. The food situation this year is going to be very, very interesting. I've talked to a lot of farmers. As most of you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. Yesterday I had a long conversation with somebody who's running a food bank, and they have so much demand and they have not enough land. He asked me if I would give 4 or 5 acres to be used this year for growing food for these people. And I said, of course. How can we help? There'll be lots of people to... I think one of the good things is people are going to learn how to grow their own food again. I have the side of a hill, about 4 or 5 acres. I'm going to just plow it up and fix it, prepare it for them, and they can come and use it. I mean, that's what it's, what good is it? It's normally a pasture land. I'm not sure what we're doing for cows this year on the farm. It's too early to tell, about a month away from figuring that out. But as far as food is concerned, I'm happy to help. As a matter of fact, I think that's part of one of the other things we're going to do is set up a compost. I was talking to somebody else yesterday about that. We have an old compost pile, and somebody wants to compost food and things like that to add to the services, because people don't know what to do with this stuff. It may be the rubbish collections stop. And then what are you going to do? You know, it'll be the last service that stops, but it might stop. So take your food wastes and we'll put them into the compost. That should be done most anywhere or everywhere people are. Harder to do in the city, I guess, than in the suburban areas. But something, all these sorts of things will be, I think, part of the new world order, frankly. Thinking about how you can save and serve. 46 past the hour at your service. This is the DJV Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
A health threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC Foundation.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a special portion of the program that's aimed at answering your questions. Questions to Dr. Kent. Send them along to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com or on Twitter, at DougStephan. First question has to do with natural human growth hormone and whether or not you think, Ken, that taking HGH, there are supplements around that are synthetic. There are some that are natural. I don't know. I don't know that we've ever had this conversation. I'm sure over the course of the 14 years we've been doing radio programs together that there's been a question about human growth hormone, but not recently. So what is there such a thing as good natural HGH?
I would definitely not do this on your own. And HGH is good if you're a youngster and you don't have enough and you need to keep up with your growth. But as an adult, using this, very dangerous. There's a lot of issues that can occur. You can add to the growth of cancerous tumors. You can increase the risk of heart disease and diabetes, numbness, tingling in the skin, high cholesterol levels, swelling of the arms, legs from fluid retention, nerve and muscle joint pain when you do this, carpal tunnel syndrome. Don't do this. Don't take the products that mimic it. Talk to your doctor before you do this. This is not a good idea.
So maybe it would be good for me. What did you just, one of the things in there you said, oh, I've got a problem with my cholesterol. I have too much of the bad, not enough of the good. If I took HGH, would that change those numbers?
It could make it worse.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, that's a good reason not to do that then. All right. Questions on coronavirus and whether or not there's a serious risk or a risk at all for younger people. This has been a question that's been batted around for the past week or two.
What about, because we seem to be talking about the people who have died have all been over 80, and so if you're young and healthy, go party, which is what they're doing in Miami Beach during spring break. What's the problem with that thinking, if there is any problem with it?
Okay, the problem with it is, initially the Chinese reported that the young people were being spared, and the most recent evidence that's coming out of France and Europe is, and even what we're seeing in America right now, is not quite so true. And the younger people don't seem to be absolutely spared from this. And about 30% of the people in the hospital right now are under age 50. And the good news is no one under age 9 has died from this, but what we thought initially from the Chinese data, that the young people, or the millennials, were absolutely spared from this, is not true. Many of them can be carriers, but many of them are getting sick. And the best thing to do is to act like the rest of us, you millennials, because you're not, as we originally thought, totally spared from this.
Really? Okay, so that's good. While we're here, there have been a lot of stuff, a lot of things, and people thinking they were doing themselves a favor. There's a lot of stuff that has been all over the Internet about, for example, there's an email that came from Stanford University, or at least supposedly, a test that suggested if you breathe for 10 seconds without coughing, you're virus-free. I even fell for that one, and I used it on the air. And then there was another one. That if you wash your mouth out with water and swallow it, the germs that are in your mouth will go down your throat and it'll be killed by stomach acid. I thought that made pure...
None of this is proven.
No, it isn't.
Don't use this. Wash your hands. Cough into your elbow. And washing for 20 to 30 seconds is going to be the thing most important to save you. And don't put your hands on your face. Don't put it in your nose, your eyes, your mouth. That's what's going to prevent this.
All right. Now, final question is about milk, interestingly enough. What is there? Why do we need milk? Milk from cows, not from humans. We understand needing breast milk, but do we need milk from cows? Why is that a big thing?
Well, milk from cows is an excellent source of protein, and certainly we need milk, and you just have to do it in moderation because it does have a significant amount of fat, but milk is a good thing.
I think one of the reasons that came up is because earlier in one of my other programs, I asked the question about whether breastfeeding was safe because of the coronavirus. And I was soundly criticized by my co-host for being sexist. So I thought that was a good question, frankly, whether you should breast milk you need, cow's milk you need. That's it. Dr. Ken. Answers to questions. Questions for Dr. Ken. In fact, I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.